Israeli troops retook the West Bank city of Hebron today, one day after Palestinian gunmen opened fire on Jewish worshippers walking home from religious services. 12 Israelis were killed in that attack. 14 others were wounded. NPR's Jackie Northam was in Hebron earlier today. She joins me on the line. Jackie, what more can you tell us about what's happening now?
Well, dozens of armored vehicles started rolling into Hebron just about sundown, and it's part of the army's decision to retake control of the whole city. The roads have been blocked into the city for most of the day, and there's a very heavy military presence there. In part, this is due to the nature of Hebron itself. About 450 Jewish settlers live right in the center of the city, and they live amongst 130,000 Palestinians. So it's a very small community that's there. And the thing is, they're guarded very heavily by Israeli troops as well. Just surrounding them, there's about 30,000 Palestinians. And because they are so close to the settlers and they all still fall under the Israeli control, these Palestinians have been under curfew virtually for about 2 years. They haven't been able to move about freely for a very long time. But the point is that the settlers are there. These were the people that were partly under attack last night. And so the military presence is very strong right now.
Prime Minister Ariel Sharon has said in the past that he intends to hit back aggressively after any attack. What has he said about this one? Is this part of the response?
Well, there hasn't been any official response from either Prime Minister Sharon or the government at all. The military has said that they are going to go into the city and they're going to try and root out any militants from the Hamas or Islamic Jihad. And that's apparently what the armored vehicles are being used for right now. Now, Sharon has said in the past that, dealing with this is a very long and difficult process. And the polls here say that the public, for the most part, understands that. It's better than a full occupation, a really hard military response every time it comes down. It's sort of this step-by-step approach that they're doing right now. At the same time, though, this is happening when there's elections coming up here, and there's growing pressure from the more hawkish cabinet ministers and other politicians that they should strike back hard against the Palestinians. Now, Prime Minister Sharon is moving more cautiously. He said this is a long and difficult process dealing with the Palestinians and certainly with these types of attacks. And the polls say the public understands this and for the most part are behind him. However, you get something like Foreign Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who is Sharon's main opponent in the elections. And he's saying he's taking a much harder stand, which, as these attacks continue, could gather some momentum. He's saying that they have to exile Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat. And he's also, saying we have to get in there and hit hard and hit fast. But he also has to be careful not to exploit tragedies like this to win back supporters, because there could be a backlash against that as well.
Jackie, has there been any reaction from the settlers in Hebron?
Today, when I was out there and spoke with several of them, there's really a strong sense of outrage that this could happen and that it did happen. Now, the new commander of the army out there was saying they are concerned because some of the settlers sort of indicated that they might take it upon themselves to, seek revenge for what happened. And the army is concerned that they don't want the settlers getting involved in this. They've got their own troops in there now. They're trying to do house-to-house searches, that's what they said they were going to try and do. They don't want the settlers to start getting involved in this, and they said they will really try to keep a lid on that.
NPR's Jackie Northam, she joined us on the line from Jerusalem. Thanks very much.
You're welcome, Joe.